Good morning. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. Again, we are so excited to have each and every one of you on the line. It is 6 o'clock straight up, so we're going to go on and get the Master's Call started. And again, thank each and every one of you. We welcome you name by name, person by person, but even more so, the Spirit of the Living God welcomes you to the Master's Call. And I am Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Texas. On behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and myself, we thank you for being a part of this wonderful journey on this Holy Week. We're going to go out to Atlanta and ask Minister Kathy, will you please open us up with a word of prayer?
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Awesome. Well, I'm just excited to be able to join the family again in prayer and be able to hear a word from God this morning. Excited about this Holy Week. So as we do that, let's go ahead and just go before the throne of grace. Father, as we come before you this morning, we thank you for this day that you've given unto us. We bless you because it is a day that you have made, and we declare and decree that we will rejoice and be glad in this day. We thank you that you kept us through the night, Lord God, and caused us to wake up to this new day. And we never, ever, ever take it for granted, God, that we're able to get out of our beds. We're able to have the activity of our limbs. We're able to just come into your throne room and just say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, loving God, for all of your help and all of your strength and all of your love that is everlasting for us. And we just love you so much this morning, Daddy. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done for us. And as we reflect and look over what you did, our journey to Calvary, and oh, how you died and you got up for us. Oh, we thank you so much this morning for giving us the access that we have to come in and enter the throne room of God this morning. So, Father, as we come before you, we bless you and honor you just again for being who you are. We thank you for being our Jehovah Shalom. You are our God of peace. We thank you for being Jehovah Shammah. You're the God that's with us in the midst of where we are, no matter where we are, God, no matter what's going on in our world. Oh, what a privilege it is to have you. And so as we come before you on this Master's Call this morning, Father, we ask, Lord God, that you will bless every listener, every person that's on this line this morning. You know the needs that each and one of us have before you, and we lay those things. Thank you, God, that we are care casters. We can cast them on you, and you take good care of us. Thank you, Lord God, for our speaker this morning. We ask, Lord God, that you would just bless the man or woman of God that shall come forth and give forth your word. We ask, Lord God, that you would just clear the atmosphere, the airways right now. We thank you that your word shall come forth unhindered, uninterrupted in the name of Jesus. We bind any diabolical attack of the enemy, and we declare and decree that you will not operate on this Master's Call this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that our hearts are open to receive what thus saith the Lord, what you have to say to us this morning. Our hearts are open to receive, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God, for this company that we are associated with Artists International. Lord, we bless you for our founders. We ask, Lord God, to continue to touch Papa's body. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that he will experience complete healing in Jesus' name. And as we sit, Lord God, ready with anticipation of what you're going to say to us today, we thank you, Lord God, that you are equipping us each and every time we listen to your word. We don't just listen to your word, but God, we are doers of your word. And we thank you for the opportunity to hear what you have to say to us and the opportunity for us to act upon it. It is in Jesus' name we thank you for our founders of this call. We thank you for their obedience. Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa continue to bless their lives, Lord God, just because they said yes. And our lives are enriched because of what you are allowing to come through the Master's Call. And we bless and adore you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen. Thank God for prayer this morning. Tell you, I appreciate so much, woman of God, when you take us literally into the Holy of Holies through that prayer, commanding the morning and clearing the heavens so that the word of God can go forth unhindered and this call can be all that God has ordained it to be. Thank you so much again, Minister Kathy. Before the woman of God comes up today, we've heard her before and been blessed every time she's with us. We want to give you just a few announcements so that you can take good notes on what's going on and then prepare our hearts where nothing else will flow but the Word of God. First, we always encourage and invite you to visit our website. In our website, you'll find an archive, and I call it a full power-packed arsenal of the Word of God, of different messages that you're allowed to click on and just listen to them at your leisure and pass them on to others. Some cannot make it for different reasons at this time in the morning, but we're so glad that there's a place that you can send them to. And for those of us who just need to be refreshed and revived and just to hear another powerful word, please visit our website at the Masters, with an S, the Masters Morning Call .wordpress.com. Again, the Masters Morning Call .wordpress.com. And please avail yourself to that site, and that's where you'll see, again, our scripture, our mission statement, and we'd love to hear from you. We feel one of the main assignments of this call, a mandate that God gave us from our very Genesis, is to pray, to stand in the gap, and to make up the hedge. And we'd love to hear from you. Send us your prayer requests. We have a prayer team that we bathe these prayer requests in prayer. We love to hear praise reports also, and to hear your suggestions and what's just on your heart. And our email is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. So please avail yourself to that. Now, the thread, the string that ties all of our hearts together was most of us met through our great God-ordained company, Artists International. I love how God uses different things to hook us up, and we know that this has been a tool that many have come into our company just by being on this call. So if you don't know or haven't heard about this great company of Artists International, a tool that God is using for us to be ministers in the marketplace, please email us and we'll let you know, or better yet, ask the person who gave you the information about being on this call. And for those of us who are part of the Artist family, we always, each morning, encourage you to visit your back office. There are so many promotions. We're still bubbling about the promotion that will be going on all year, where every month our owners, our founders, are giving away a car. How awesome. We want you to go to your back office and get all the details, the upcoming events that will be happening each and everywhere, especially with our ATC training. So please avail yourself to all of that information. And now I want to get to the Word of God for this morning and give our speaker plenty of time to minister this morning. We're keeping her area in prayer. Many of you all on the news heard about the storm and the tornadoes and everything in the Raleigh, North Carolina area, but when we checked in, we praise God that all is well. Our speaker is a minister, a mother, a wife, a beautiful mother, six little girls, six little blessings, is a platinum president with Artists International, an author, a psalmist, definitely expert on Facebook and how to grow our business on the internet. But most of all, she is truly a prophet, a mouthpiece of God, and has always brought us a word straight from the throne room of God. Has been a blessing to my life, to Dr. PK, to our Artist family. Everywhere she goes, you know that the countenance of God is in her, with her, and her husband, Greg. So may I introduce to others and present to some our mouthpiece from glory this morning, Minister Lanika Scott, the floor is yours.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing today?
I am doing great. Blessed. Highly favored. And you?
Amen. I am. Oh, my goodness. The word highly favored, Pastor Vanessa, I don't even know. I know one thing. After this past week, all of these things that hit North Carolina, I am living out that word.
Amen.
And on the morning, yes, and on this morning, you know, it is something that you would even mention this, because in the wake of everything that has occurred here in the state of North Carolina, I just had to bring forth a word with the word storm in it. You know, we experienced 62 tornadoes that touched down in our state, according to what they have tracked. Okay, no one was prepared for this. In other words, the meteorologist was not even prepared to let the people know what we were about to endure, what we were about to experience, and what we were about to partake in. And so on this morning, I just wanted to title the message for those of you who are writing this down, Soaring Above the Storm. Soaring Above the Storm. And I'm going to read a few scriptures here, just two different passages of scriptures. The first one will be coming from 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, okay, verse 13, and it reads, "There have no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but with the temptation also make a way of escape, that ye may bear, and you may be able to bear it." Glory be to God. And then the next one will be 2 Corinthians, going on to verse 6. This is 2 Corinthians 12, verse 6. "For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I say the truth, but now I fail, lest any man should think of me above that which he makes me, seemeth me to be, or that which he may heareth of me, and lest I should be exalted above the measure through the abundance of revelations, there was given unto me a thorn in my flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above the measure. For I sought for this thing, I besought the Lord thrice," meaning I besought the Lord three times, "that it may depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, and in reproaches, and in persecutions, and in distresses. For Christ's sake, when I'm weak, then I am strong." And how I'm tying these two together is that if you are experiencing a storm that the very enemy has sent you, or if you are experiencing God has allowed and is still allowing you to go through, he will still give you the strength, the grace, the tenacity to bear it, and then also soar even above the storm. So again, even in the wake of what has happened over the last few days, and I'll tell you, I've never seen or even experienced anything like it. And just to also let you know, my phone lines, the lines around here, they're still doing a lot of things with the lines. So if I lose this signal, I'll make sure that I call back in to the line. But sometimes, again, God will allow a storm, and then sometimes the enemy will send a storm. And so even in the midst of the storms of life, we've got to understand that despite of what we may be going through, in spite of what storm we may be experiencing, that we still serve a God that sits high and looks low. We still serve a God that will give strength. We still serve a God that will give hope. We still serve a God that will send forth comfort. We still serve a God that will send forth the everything you need to even repair. We still serve a God that will send forth everything that you need to even rebuild. We still serve a God that is in the restoration building. And so, you know, after I was thinking about this storm and everything that hit, I began to look at this old post that I had posted on Facebook just to encourage the people of God. And it took me back to this article that I had written. I had actually copied some words, and I just wanted to share this with you because Even though you're not in the state of North Carolina, you're this phone and you may be experiencing a storm. You either just got out of a storm, you're in one right now, or you're about to go through one. And so I just want you to also just take these words and allow them to encourage your heart and allow you to find your place, even as the eagle. You know, I had posted a post on Facebook a few days ago, and I said, are you an eagle? And many people began to respond back, and they were like, yes, I am an eagle. And so I want you to look at some of the different characteristics of an eagle, even when a storm happen. And so we want to make sure that we tap into these characteristics, which are the characteristics of God. The eagle is the only bird actually that loves the storm. When the clouds gather, the eagle get excited. I know many of you on the phone like now saying, yeah, right, I'm not too excited about what's going on in my life, because you know what? The bills are piling up. I'm having problems in my marriage. I'm having problems in my school. I'm having problems in my businesses. I'm having problems on that job. But glory be to God. This could be also a time where God is drawing you closer to Him, drawing you on your knees so that you can learn and experience not only everything that is happening around you as it pertains to the storm, but also experience that peace that surpasses all understanding, even in the midst of it. It talks about the eagle. He uses the winds of the storm to rise and is pushed up even higher. So even my beloved friends that are on this call right now, you've got to understand that even through the midst of the storm that is going on in your life could be an indication that God is trying to catapult you to the next level. You see, it is even a process. Many times He would allow the storms of life that we may be properly processed so that when we get to that next level, we would be able to also be able to handle the other storms that were that level. Glory be to God. It says once it finds, we're still talking about the eagle here, once it finds the wind of the storm, the eagle stops flapping and uses the pressure of the raging storm to soar the clouds, and then the eagle just begins to glide. So I'm going to tell you right now, there's a place that you can get, even in the midst of the storm, where you're not bucking anymore, you're not flapping your wings anymore, you're not playing tug of war with God. Oh, hallelujah, glory be to God. But yet you're gliding, and even is raging all around you. You're just gliding, and not only are you even gliding, but you're just soaring even above that thing. This gives the eagle an opportunity to rest his wings. How many of you on this phone this morning, you need rest? You have even become battle weary. There is even a place that you can get to in God. You're doing all that you know to even stand. You've been fighting, because even the word of the Lord is true, where it says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darknesses, and high places. There can get to a point in your walk in Christ where you can weary. How many of you all have ever been there? How many of you all right now are even going through that right now as you continue to walk out your storm, as you continue to even ride out your storm? But in the meantime, all the other birds hide in the branches of the trees. Now, we can use the storms in our life, the obstacles, the troubles, the persecutions, the pain, to rise to greater levels, to rise to higher heights. We've got to keep in mind that we serve a God that will give us everything that we need. And then as I close out about the eagle, and then I'm going to get into some other things that I know is going to bless you on this morning, keep in mind the eagle is the only bird that rises above the storm in the heavens until the storm passes. And they do this because the eagle is the only bird that God created with the ability to lock its wings in fixed positions, which enables them to be able to rest as it soars above the storms. You know, as I began to look at the TV, you know, our power was even out. And the next day, I remember Greg and I were driving, and I looked down this one particular street, and it was blocked off, and I didn't even know what was going on. Mind you, this was about a minute or less from where we are right now, where we live. Come back, drove down the street again. They still had the road blocked off. That very same day, we didn't have power, and because of that, we ended up going across the town with our family members' houses. As I am looking at TV, the lady comes on, and she begins to talk about the area, and I said, "Ho," that's my sister-in-law name. I said, "That's where we were at. That's right near the house." And she said, "What?" I said, "I didn't even realize one hit right where we were at. Now, I'm going somewhere right here. I just want you to stay with me. Remember that part of what I just shared." And then as I began to hear all of the different miracles that were even taking place in the midst of the storm, I couldn't help but just glorify God, because it could have been worse. Someone posted, and I had to post this, and she talked about the fact that she was traveling in her car, didn't even realize that there was a tornado touchdown. And she talked about how she was actually in the midst of the tornado. She began to floor the gas when she saw it. She saw the tornado land. This is another young girl, another mom, and she realized now she's in the midst of it. Her Suburban began to turn and swirl around. She began to pray. She said, "Kids, get on your seatbelt." You see, many of us was unprepared for this. She said, "Get on your seatbelt." They got on their seatbelts, and she said all she could do was cry out to God saying, "Jesus, save me." She then see two tractor trailers right near her being lifted up, blown into a building some 50 yards away from her. And she landed, and she was fine. She began to thank God and praise God for keeping them, not only them, but also the people all around them. And because in that town, there were no deaths, but buildings and everything was destroyed and demolished. Then I would listen also to a story. You may have even heard this one, because this one made worldwide news, where a newborn baby was blown from the loved one's mom's arm. And what happened was they ended up finding the baby in the wreckage of a neighborhood. And the neighborhood was demolished and destroyed, but yet they found this newborn baby. That was a testimony in the midst of the storm. Not only a testimony, but also a miracle. I think about someone that I know, someone who is near and dear to my heart. We were Saturday doing training, didn't even realize the storm passed over us. A tornado touched down about 3 minutes from where we were at. And we were leaving, people were leaving the building. And I could think about, oh, my God, I would have never told them to leave. We didn't even know tornadoes was out on the ground and people were going home. Pamela Davis, she caught me screaming, praising God. I didn't know what had happened. I said, oh, my God, was it an accident? She said, "Lanika, it just passed my house." She got home 2 minutes. And how many of you all, you know, a lot of times you may be out there traveling in the rain, and you pull up to the house, and you say, "Well, you know, let me just wait a few minutes." Praise God, she didn't wait. She got out of that car 2 minutes after she got out of that car. She heard the Lord say, "Get in the pantry." She got in the pantry. When she got there, the storm had just missed her. Praise be to God, the same storm that had just missed her a few minutes from there, or not even a few minutes, only a minute away from there, had just actually took out three children in her home. But yet, God kept her. Glory be to God. Miracles even in the midst of the storm. I'm on the call on Monday morning, on my knees praying, and as my sister in Christ was praying, I heard the Lord say this: "It could have been worse." Remind you, I was just talking about me and Greg traveling down right near the home, and we saw this road that was blocked off. Later on that day, I realized that a tornado had just hit in our area. Had not known that. The girl, while I'm on my knees and I heard God say it could have been over, I looked at my phone and there was a text message that came through. Someone on our prayer call had a vision. Now, this is two days later after the storm had hit. Now, I realized when I got home and I saw all of my babies there safe, it was nothing but God. I'm out there at a training event with Artists International, tornadoes touching down all over the place, and our babies was home by themselves. Our six daughters was home by themselves. And she said, I knew, I felt God. I didn't understand why I was feeling him the way I was feeling him, but I just felt he was there. Didn't even realize the magnitude of which he was. He saw a vision, you all. What she saw, I'm about to share. I didn't even know if I was going to share this. God said, they need to hear this. In the vision, she saw all of my six girls in the bathroom huddled up. And in front of the bathroom door, she saw a tall man with his arms stretched forth to the bathroom. And then she saw his mouth, and he took his mouth and he blew very, very soft, gently. He was blowing back the wind. When I tell you that we serve a God that will protect, that will keep in the midst of the storm, in the midst of destruction going on all around. When I got into my neighborhood, there were no trees down, there were no lines down, nothing had been hit. The very tornado or storm of the road that we saw blocked, oh, that was 1 minute literally from where we live. Glory be to God. God is so good and that he will keep. So I want you all today, after you begin to think about what has happened, because even in the storms that you're going through right now, what destroyed others, you have been kept. Where others would have lost their mind, you have been kept. Ask God even on today, God, why am I going through what I am going through? Many times we don't tend to do this. Did you send this storm, God? Or did the enemy, or did you allow this storm? Or did the enemy send this thing? I just wanted to encourage you on this morning. Begin to open up your mouth and decree and declare the storms in your life to go away. And if it has been something where the enemy has sent, just as he did, as I was reading Corinthians earlier, when he said, I besought the Lord three times that this thing may depart from me, and he said that my grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Glory be to God. Begin to decree and declare in your own life. Begin to command the storms in your own life if the enemy has sent them to pass away. Understand, there is still a sun that will even shine on you. And again, there is a God that will still give you the grace, the strength, and everything that you need, whether it is a storm that he's allowed or whether it is a storm that the enemy has sent. Another thing that I wanted to bring before your remembrance, before we give the phone back over to Pastor Vanessa, is that this is Holy Week. Continue to keep it pure and holy before the Lord. Don't take it lightly, and don't even allow the storms or even the care of the word to distract you from remembering and keeping the very power of Christ, the death, the burial, and the resurrection in your forefront. Pastor Vanessa, thank you so much this morning for allowing me to share on the soaring above the storms. It has been my pleasure. Back to you.
Amen. Amen, woman of God. Thank God for his protection. Thank God for his provision. It's always good to hear those kind of testimonies, because immediately when we watched the news, I thought of you and our team there in that area, and we just praise God to hear the miracles that took place. Powerful word. And even for our own personal lives, soaring above the storms, because the storms of life, not if they come, but when they come. So thank you so much for that powerful word. And we celebrate with you on the faithfulness of God keeping you. In our last few minutes, I'm going to ask Minister Willa if she will come and close us out in prayer and seal that powerful word as well as our prayer requests. Willa, the floor is yours.
Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Oh, God. Father God, I just ask that you allow me to bring forth a prayer after hearing that powerful word about how you had your angels blowing on her children keeping them, oh, Lord. Father, all I want to do right now is just shout glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Father God, because we know that you told us in Psalm 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. You are our refuge and our fortress and our God. We trust, Father, you told us that you would give your angels charge over us, hallelujah, to keep us in all of our ways. So thank you, Lord. Oh, magnificent.
Yes, God. Thank
you, Lord.
Oh, my
God, we worship you this morning. Father, we just thank you so much. Thank you, Lord. Father, you said that you would be there for us over all the cares in our life. Oh, Lord, we just thank you. Father, we ask that you forgive us of all of our sins. You told us that you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Father, we thank you for this mighty Thursday. This is the very day, oh God, that we commemorate your washing of the feet of your disciples, even the one who betrayed you, Lord. The love you showed before you showed the ultimate love on Calvary's cross for us. Father, we just thank you so much that you showed servanthood, and that's what you want us to do. You showed love, oh Lord, and so we just thank you. Father, we thank and praise you for who you are. So, Father, because of what you did on the cross, because you went down in hell and wrestled with Satan and rose on Sunday morning with all power in your hand, oh, we know, Lord, that we have everlasting life with you. So, Father, knowing that, we just thank and praise you for the life of Reverend Vanessa McKinnon, for it. She is at home with you. During this resurrection time, she will be there in the very presence of you, praising you, Lord. And, Father, yet we pray for her family that you comfort them during this time, because we know that the word says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. But even so, we who are left will miss her, Lord. Those her family will miss her, Lord. So we just pray for them. Father, you told us to walk by faith and not by sight. You told us that if we only had the faith of a mustard seed, that we could say to the mountains in our life, be removed, and nothing shall be impossible. So we speak to all of the sicknesses and the illnesses and the diseases that we have heard. For James, oh God, who received the Lord last week and is now, as we last heard, in the coma, rise up by the power of the Holy Spirit. We speak to Daddy Antonio Diaz de Leon, who had bronchitis. Bronchitis has to go. It has to bow to the knees of Satan, of Jesus. Satan, go in Jesus' name. Father, for pastor, minister, heal, health, restoration. Father, you told us that when we wait upon the Lord, you will renew our strength. We will mount up on wings like eagles. We will run and not be weary. We will run. We will walk and not faint, Lord. So we lift them up before you, Father. And for the young man who has Alzheimer's, Mr. Randy Robinson, Father, who's wandered away from his home, Lord, order his footsteps. Bring him back home. We pray Psalm 91 over his life as well, Lord. Give your angels charge over him, oh God, and keep him. And then for the financial breakthroughs, Father, we are the seed of Abraham, mighty and blessed. We are the children of God, and we are joint heirs with God and joint heirs with Christ, Lord. And so, Lord, we thank you because we know that the cattle on a thousand hills belong to us. As I heard an old minister say, heaven is not broken, angels are not on welfare. So we put our angels on the run to bring forth what we need in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for everybody on this call. We thank and praise you, Lord, that wealth and riches are in our hands, oh God, and we thank and praise you. Whatever they stand in need of, that they have even the mustard seed faith, oh Lord, because it's mountain moving faith. Father, we thank and praise you for our call this morning, our special Good Friday call, oh Lord, that many will be blessed as a result of it. And now, Lord, I seal this call with the blood of Jesus and his resurrection power. In Jesus' name, we love you, Lord, and we give you praise. Amen. Back to you, Pastor Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, for covering our prayer request and this call. We thank you so much for sealing it. And, oh, Minister Lanika, soaring above the storm, powerful word for each and every one of us to hold on to as we are our eagles gathering
opening up our wings, letting the wind of the storm soar us above all of our challenges. And thank you so much, Minister Kathy, for opening us up in a word of prayer. So on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and myself, we thank you for being a part of this Master's Call today, encouraging each and every one of you to go out from this call and submit and flow with the call of God on your life from the Master, being his hands extended, being his minister in the marketplace. And we seal this holy week and this day with the blessings of the Lord upon your life and the favor of God. Be blessed and have an awesome day in him. Bye-bye.